From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama is on the campaign trail today, raising money for Senate candidates in Missouri and Nevada. He also stopped in at Smith Electric Vehicles in Kansas City, Missouri, to talk about the economy and jobs. He tried to remind voters of all the things his administration has done to help small businesses.
Through our small business loans and our focus on research and development, and our investment in high-tech, fast-growing sectors like clean energy, we're helping to speed our recovery by harnessing the talent and the drive and the innovative spirit of the American people. So our goal has never been to create another government program. Our goal has been to spur growth in the private sector.
That's the president speaking today in Kansas City. Joining us now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, a new message, this emphasis on private sector growth?
Well, it is a new emphasis. He is talking more about growth. The government can't really do much more to stimulate the economy because it's so hard to get Congress to approve spending that adds to the deficit. So the president is talking more about trade. He said this week he'll be pushing hard to get trade agreements with Panama and Colombia through Congress, where they've been stuck, mostly because of Democratic opposition, actually. He also had a meeting with his new Export Council of Business Leaders. And he's been trying to dispel the perception that he's anti-business. What he really wants to do is to get business to start spending some of that whopping $1.8 trillion in cash that non-financial companies have stocked away and are sitting on. And if they invested it, it would have created a lot of jobs. So you're not going to hear any more fat cat rhetoric from the president.
Now, the president has been sounding a lot more partisan these days. He's traveling outside Washington. It's 4 months until Election Day. Did he mention his Republican opponents in his speech?
He certainly did. In a fundraiser for Robin Carnahan, who's the Democratic Senate candidate in Missouri, he went back to the White House's two favorite Republicans these days and their remarks. That's Joe Barton, he of the BP apology, and John Boehner, the Republican minority leader in the House, who talked about the financial reform bill being using a nuclear weapon on an ant. But then the president looped in the Republican opponent of Robin Carnahan, who's former Congressman Roy Blunt. And he said, that's the leadership we've gotten from Barton and Boehner and Blunt.
That goes
the shades of FDR.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Right. Martin, Barton and Fish. And he went on to say, sometimes I wonder if the no button is just stuck in Congress, so they just can't do what's right for the American people. So you've got Barton, Boehner and Blunt. Sounds like a Wall Street law firm specializing in derivatives or something. But that is his basic pitch. He says, we're making progress. We're going in the right direction. We want to move forward, not backward. But the Republicans got us into this mess, and their ideas, which he called snake oil today, would move us backwards. So it's a kind of stay the course message. It worked for Ronald Reagan, who faced a similarly bad economy, but still did manage to limit his losses.
Now, you spoke of Roy Blunt, who is running in Missouri for the Senate seat vacated by Kit Bond, the retiring Republican. His opponent there is the Democrat, Robin Carnahan, the Secretary of State. The president is campaigning for her on this trip, also for the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, in Nevada. What can he actually do for them in their races?
Well, he can raise money for them, first and foremost. That's the most direct way any president can help his party in an election year. He's also needs to nationalize the election, lay out the kind of big meta-argument against the Republicans and their ideas, while Democratic candidates focus more locally on specific issues and the specific flaws of their Republican opponents. But the president does have a problem because, for the first time today, his Real Clear Politics average approval rating, which
is
all the polls, is negative. More people disapprove of him than approve of him, 47% to 46%. So he's going to have a difficult time.
Mara, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.